quite the busy week again this week, Senator. A lot of your legislation heard in varying committees this week.
We presented our Senate Joint Resolution 15, which was before the General Laws Committee. We've talked about this before, but basically just allows the voters of Missouri to forever guarantee in our Constitution the right to bear arms for hunting and sport shooting. Basically, this resolution just protects arms, ammunition, and accessories that are used for those purposes. If you were able to buy those things at January 1 of 2021, then we're doing this piece of legislation to ensure that that will be continued and that you will have those items available. This legislation is going to help protect those items through this resolution. We also was heard by the Senate Transportation Committee, and this bill helps our veterans by requiring the Department of Revenue to place the veteran status on the front of the driver's license. You know, that makes it just really easy so they can clearly and efficiently apply for discounts and, you know, other pieces of recognition. And I know that it seems very simplistic, but anything that we can do to just give a little bit more opportunity for recognition and honor for our veterans, then I think that's a wonderful thing for us to do. We also had Senate Bill 582. Now, this bill was heard by the Senate Seniors, Families, and Veterans and Military Affairs Committee, and basically it just protects those workshops, so that the clients of the workshops, so that they were able to continue with their employment. It's such an important piece, be able to keep a job, be able to feel valued, and just, it's always great to feel like that you have a purpose. What happened here is that there are some efforts at the federal level to do away with what they use as a commensurate wage that our workshops base their pay on, and without that, our workshops would not be financially sustainable. And lastly, before the Senate Professional Registration Committee, we had a bill that was approved, which makes waivers that were extended during the pandemic permanent. And one of these waivers allows doctors and advanced practice nurses, or APRNs, to determine the appropriate length of time that a doctor must continuously be present under a collaborative agreement. And it also allows for urban areas to be able to do what we are accustomed to in our rural areas, and that's through telehealth with our nurse practitioners. We think it's going to, again, provide that extra opportunity for us to have healthcare access available to all.
Along the same lines, a lot of time spent on the floor as well. Now that we're second half of session, we'll be seeing a lot more legislation there as well.
You know, we spent some pretty long days and nights under the dome, and a couple of things that we worked on this week. One is we talked about broadband being so important to our district, and Senate Bill 108 allows two or more municipalities, or basically cities, to create a broadband district. And this is just another tool in the toolbox for us to be able to bring broadband to those underserved communities. We also did a little bit of work on an anti-spoofing act, which creates a Class E felony if the person enters into a false information to a caller ID service with the intent, you know, to deceive or defraud or mislead the recipient of a call. Just trying to clean up some of the spam that we all receive and don't appreciate getting.